Hi, everyone, and welcome to English for You. I'm Erin.
And I'm Jacqueline.
And we are talking about an interesting Christmas tradition in this article. So I wanted to start out today by just explaining some interesting Christmas traditions around the world. Mm-hmm. So let's start with one here. This one's kind of similar to what we see in Taiwan at Chinese New Year. Mm-hmm. But at Christmas in one city in the Philippines, they have a giant lantern festival. Wow. Now, these aren't just lanterns. Mm-hmm. These lanterns are 6 meters in size. Wow. They are huge. Mm-hmm.
And, well, I'm not sure if you guys have heard this before, but in the 13 days leading up to Christmas, troll-like creatures are said to visit the children in Iceland. Have you heard that? And each night, children, they have to put their bedshoes by the window, and a Yule lad will fill their shoes with gifts or rotten potatoes.
So if you're good, you get gifts, and if you're naughty, you get rotten potatoes. Now, those smell terrible, so be good. Now, in Norway, people hide their brooms on Christmas Eve so that witches can't steal them. Yeah. Now, I guess in the past in Norway, they believed that witches would try to steal their brooms on Christmas Eve and fly around, but they don't believe that anymore, but they still hide their brooms.
And in Venezuela, people roller skate to church on Christmas Eve.
That's right. Mm-hmm. I heard that they shut the roads down because there's so many people roller skating to church. All right, well, those are some interesting Christmas traditions around the world. We're going to learn about one that takes place in Japan in today's article.
Reading. Japan's Christmas KFC and cake tradition. Snow is falling outside, and lights are twinkling inside on the Christmas tree. A family gathers for Christmas dinner, and it's the usual. Fried chicken from KFC and a cake. In Japan, this unique holiday meal has become a tradition. While most Western families will eat turkey or ham on Christmas Day, people in Japan have settled on Kentucky Fried Chicken. How did they arrive at this unusual choice? No doubt, it's primarily thanks to clever marketing. After the first KFC opened in Japan in 1970, the chain store's manager, Takashi Okawara, had an idea. He came up with a Christmas party barrel of food. Okawara's promotion continued to grow as more KFCs opened in Japan. Japanese people had no Christmas tradition at the time, but they wanted to celebrate the holiday. KFC helped create this tradition with the slogan, Kentucky for Christmas. These days, Japanese people line up outside stores or order months in advance to make sure they have KFC on Christmas Day. In addition to fried chicken, these dinner sets also include a Christmas cake.
All right, today's article starts out by saying, snow is falling outside and lights are twinkling inside on the Christmas tree. That sounds nice.
Yeah, so twinkle means when something twinkles, it means it shines repeatedly, strongly, and then weakly. That means something, so when they twinkle, they flash on and off very quickly. 就是有闪烁的意思, blum, 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 这种感觉。
Now, when you look up in the sky, you might see a light twinkle, right? Here's an interesting thing. The stars don't twinkle. The planets do.
Oh, yeah.
So it might be Venus or Mars that you're seeing if it twinkles. All right. Well, we've got this nice, beautiful Christmas scene set up. Let's find out what happens next. It says, a family gathers for Christmas dinner, and it's the usual fried chicken from KFC and a cake. Okay, so that might not be the usual Christmas meal in Canada or the US, but Sounds delicious. Mm-hmm. So we saw that there is fried chicken from KFC. Fried is an adjective, and it describes a food that has been cooked in very hot oil. Now, the hot oil makes the outside of the food crispy while keeping the inside soft. So you can fry almost any food, including meat like chicken, mm-hmm. butter, which is very unhealthy, vegetables, and ice cream.
Deep fried ice cream.
Yeah. All right, so here's an example sentence. One of my favorite Japanese foods is vegetable tempura, or fried vegetables.
I love vegetable tempura. Mm-hmm. Okay, so fried 就是油炸的意思或者是油煎。那 Aaron 老师喜欢吃的日式料理是 tempura, 就是中文的天妇罗。很好吃就是脆脆的。Mm-hmm. Okay, and then the verb form for fried is fry,、mm-hmm. it's fry, 就是有煎或炒的意思。那我们就来看下面一个句子哦。Do you think fried chicken should be in with the fork or with fingers?、Mm-hmm. 你觉得炸鸡应该用叉子还是手吃呢？
Well, it depends. Fingers.
Yeah. Okay, or 你可以说呢 she is frying eggs and getting the coffee ready for breakfast. 她正在煎鸡蛋然后也准备好咖啡。
All right, so fried chicken and cake. Here it says in the article, in Japan, this unique holiday meal has become a tradition.
Okay, so unique 就是有独特的意思、mm-hmm. It means it's the only existing one of its type、mm-hmm. or special in some way.
Right.
就是非常独一无二的意思。
Right, so I guess Japan is the only place in the world that has this tradition.
Yeah.
Let's find out what a tradition is. Now, this is a noun, and it's an activity, event, belief, or custom that has stayed the same for a long time. So each society, each family, each culture, etc., mm-hmm. each group of people can have its own traditions or ways of doing something. Here's an example.In Leslie's family, it's a tradition to give red envelopes on Chinese New Year, not the night before.
Oh, okay. So tradition 就是传统的意思. It's a noun. Mm-hmm. So this meal, including fried chicken and the cake, is a tradition in Japan. Mm-hmm. 它就是一个日本传统的一个圣诞餐嘛。好，那我们来看下面几个句子哦。This tradition has been passed down from generation to generation. Mm-hmm. 就是这个传统已经代代相传。And when we add al to the end of this word, it becomes the adjective traditional. We usually say the traditional something, blah, 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 就后面加一个名词就好了。那我们可以说啊 the traditional American dinner includes meat, potatoes, and vegetables. 就是美式的晚餐包括肉啊马铃薯或者是菜。
Okay, so...Like we said, this tradition, probably、mm-hmm. only in Japan. Here it says, while most Western families will eat turkey or ham on Christmas Day, people in Japan have settled on Kentucky Fried Chicken. Of course, that's the full name of、mm-hmm. KFC, Kentucky、yeah. Fried Chicken.Okay, we also saw the adjective Western in that sentence. We used it to talk about some people. Now here, the adjective Western is used to describe something or somebody that is related to Europe or the Americas, particularly North America. Now that's why we're using a capital W at the start, not a lowercase W.As an example, we could say, in Western culture, most people use forks and knives to eat their meals, not chopsticks.
So Western 就是西方的意思。It's used as an adjective here.、Mm-hmm. So a person that comes from a country in the Western part of the world, especially in North America, 像张老师有说嘛，就是在北美洲啊，或者是通常是指 Western Europe 那边是西方人，我们就是可以叫他们 Westerners， 就是后面再加一个 er。好，那 Western 也可以单纯用来指一个地方或者是地区的西方当名词的时候。For example， 我们可以说 He prefers living in the Western part of town、嗯。他比较喜欢住在城镇的西方。那我们刚刚说 Western 变成名词嘛，那可以当成是一部电影 ，could be a film that's based on stories about life in the West，、嗯、也是可以。有时候口语会这样说。我们可以说 he likes movies, but he's not a big fan of westerns. 他喜欢电影
Doesn't like the cowboys.
Yeah, 对，他不喜欢西部牛仔片。
All right, well, the question in our article now asks, how did they arrive at this unusual choice? So where did they get this KFC tradition is what we're asking here. And we answer it too. It says, no doubt it's primarily thanks to clever marketing.
好，那我们来看一下上面的这个 grammar point， 我们看一下今天的文法。No doubt 就是有无疑的，或那它其他同一的句型，还有 there is no doubt that， 或者是 without a doubt， undoubtedly or doubtless， 很多不一样的用法。So let's take a look at a few sentences here. We can say there， 我们就用刚刚那个用另外一个比较常看到的句子，状况好了。There is no doubt that obesity is associated with diabetes.
Okay，
就是。肥胖跟糖尿病是一定有关系的意思。那我们可以把 there is no doubt that 改成 without a doubt. How can we rewrite that though?
Lots of ways. We could say without a doubt, obesity is associated with diabetes. We could say certainly we think obesity is associated with diabetes. Lots of different ways to say that this is true or this is a real thing. Okay, so we also saw the adverb primarily. We use this adverb in the same way as the word mainly. It's another way of saying that one thing is the main reason for something. Now, here in the article, what we're saying is that marketing is probably the main reason KFC is popular at Christmas in Japan. Here's another example with primarily.The TV shows that air on Saturday mornings in this country are primarily aimed at children.
Okay, so primarily 就是主要的意思。It's an adverb, 然后后面 ly 就知道是副词哦，就在这边。那我们可以看到它原本的字 adjective 就是 primary, 就是有主要的意思。Okay, so we can say we live in a society that views success primarily in terms of material possessions. 我活在一个把物质财富当为成功标准的社会中。That's kind of sad, actually. Or we can say, 把它变成形容词的话呢，我们可以说 primary, 我们刚刚有说嘛。那意思就可能是我们可以讲到一个小孩子的教育，可以差不多在五年级到十一年级的时候，在国外我们这样分。那我们可以说 Amanda is a primary school teacher, so she's used to dealing with children. Amanda 是小学的老师，所以她很能应付小孩。但是 primary school 比较像是英式的用法，那跟美式英文的 elementary school 是一样的。
Okay, now we also talked about the word clever, so we're going to take a quick break here to learn more about it. Okay, we saw in that sentence that this tradition might be popular because of clever marketing. Let's talk about the adjective clever. Here, something is described as clever because it's been done in an interesting or unusual way. In fact, it's so interesting or unusual that it's been very effective at doing something. So here, the marketing was clever because it was unusual, but the marketing did make people buy more KFC at Christmas, so it worked. Now, as an example, we could say, this clever machine cuts up my vegetables for me. I don't have to do anything.
所以 clever 就是巧妙的、聪明的意思。那么说 clever marketing 就是很巧妙的行销方式。It's an adjective. 那 clever 也常常用来形容人很聪明呢。For example, we can say she was clever enough not to be deceived by him.
Good girl.
对，她很聪明，不会被这个臭男生欺骗。没有啦，那她那个男生欺骗。Or 我们可以说呢 ，even the cleverest student can make silly mistakes.、就是最聪明的学生还是会犯错的。We can also say to be clever at doing something or at something. 就是有很擅长做某事 means you're good at doing something. So we can say he's clever at drawing. 他很擅长画画。
Okay, so let's find out what this clever marketing is. It says, after the first KFC opened in Japan in 1970, the chain store's manager, Takeshi Okawara, hopefully I said that right, had an idea.All right, well, let's find out first what a chain store is. Chain is a noun here, and when we use it in this way, we're talking about a group of stores or other businesses that all belong to the same company. Now, there might be many different stores or restaurants, but they all have the same name and the same owner and the same products. For example, McDonald's, Carrefour, and H&M are all chains.Here's an example. I don't like buying my clothes at chain stores. I like to shop at small, independent clothing stores.
Oh, same here. Mm-hmm. Okay, so chain 就是连锁店的意思。那在这边当名词哦。那连锁店的话，我们也可以说 chain stores。对，也可以后面加个 store 也可以，但是说 chain 就可以了。那除了连锁店的意思呢，它也有链条的意思。For example, the dog was fastened to a post by a chain. 就是狗呢被用链条固定在柱子上面。那 chain 也可以当动词啊，我们就把刚刚那个句子换一下，变成 he chained his dog to a post. 他把狗拴在柱子上面。
Mm-hmm. Okay, so here's what he did. It says in the article...He, that's the owner, mm-hmm. came up with a Christmas party barrel of food.
So a barrel is a large container with a flat top and bottom, 上下是平的。It has curved sides that make it fatter in the middle, 就是中间会鼓比较鼓嘛，就是桶子的意思，像肯德基那种桶子。所以这个 party barrel 指的就是肯德基推出的派对欢乐餐、欢聚餐，那通常都是以一桶炸鸡为主食。
All right, so he's got this big party barrel full of food. It's probably got chicken, potatoes, mm-hmm. vegetables in it, all the food you can imagine. All right, well, let's find out what happened next. It says, Okawara's promotion continued to grow as more KFCs opened in Japan.
Okay, so promotion is an activity to advertise something. Mm-hmm. 去广告，推销、促销的意思。那其实当我们可以说推当一个人 I mean he's got promoted last week something、mm-hmm. like that 就是你被 you're raised to a higher rank 就是被升迁的意思也可以但这边是指推销
That's right、mm-hmm. Alright well the promotion here means to advertise something、mm-hmm. This party barrel is advertising KFC and it workedHere it says, Japanese people had no Christmas tradition at the time, but they wanted to celebrate the holiday. This sounds like the perfect thing. Mm-hmm. So here's what KFC did. It says KFC helped create this tradition with the slogan, Kentucky for Christmas.It's got a nice ring、
yeah.
to it.
Mm-hmm. So slogan 就是口号标语的意思。It's a short, easily remembered phrase, so、mm-hmm. people can say it, can remember it very quickly after hearing it maybe for one time. 一次就记起来了。
Mm-hmm. Mm. So if I say, just do it, what do you think of?
I don't know.
Nike.
Oh yes.
I'm loving it. McDonald's. Yeah. All you need to do is say three simple words and you think of a company. That's what,、mm-hmm. that's what KFC is doing
and
here.
And now I know that I don't exercise because I have no...
All right. Well, now let's go to present day. It says, these days, Japanese people line up outside stores or order months in advance to make sure they have KFC on Christmas Day. Now, of course, this is something that people do all the time in Taiwan. They line up. Now, when people line up, they all stand in a row to wait their turn to do something. Now, this could happen in a busy bathroom, mm-hmm. at a fast food restaurant, in airports, lots of places to line up. All right, here's an example. If you want to buy concert tickets, please line up here.
Okay, so Taiwanese people really like to line up.
I think everybody likes to、
oh, really?
line up. Yeah.
So line up 就是排队的意思。那插队怎么说？我们可以说 cut in line 或者是 cut in ahead of somebody. 那英式用法就会用 jump the queue.
Mm-hmm. Now, queue is a word that we use in、mm-hmm. UK English.、Mm-hmm. It means the same thing as...Line,、it's just a different、
yeah.
word.、Mm-hmm. Also, interesting spelling,、yeah. Q-U-E-U-E.
Yeah.
、mm-hmm. All right, we also saw the phrase in advance. People are ordering in advance. Now, when you do something in advance, you do it before something else happens or is expected to happen. For instance, you should buy your train tickets in advance because they might be sold out the day you want to travel.
So in advance 就是预先的意思嘛，所以你就可以说啊 ，Please let me know in advance if you're coming to my place.、Mm-hmm. 你要来我家提前跟我说，说不定很乱。Maybe my living room is too messy. I don't want anybody to see it.
You want to clean up first. That、mm-hmm. makes sense. All right. Now at the beginning of the article, we also talked about another thing included in this interesting Christmas meal.、Mm-hmm. Let's figure out what that is. Here it says, in addition to fried chicken, these dinner sets.Also include a Christmas cake. Now, We just mentioned cake, mm-hmm. and we're about to say goodbye.
Yeah.
We're going to have to tell you more about this delicious Christmas cake in tomorrow's article, but for now, we're going to go to our For You Chat question.
For You Chat.
All right, so our For You Chat question mm-hmm. for today is, do you celebrate Christmas? If so, how? And if not, would you like to?
I do celebrate Christmas. I don't celebrate Christmas in Taiwan mm-hmm. the same way I do at home. So mm-hmm. at home, obviously, you have a Christmas tree and there's mm-hmm. snow, and so you put lights up. Here, I just do some gifts and a dinner with my friends. Yeah. That's about it. Mm-hmm. It's quiet. We don't get the day off. Yeah. And so we just have a nice dinner and kind of hang out. And
yeah. Exchanging gifts.
Exchange a couple of gifts. Not mm-hmm. a lot. Maybe we'll just like, we'll do a secret mm-hmm. Santa or something okay. like that. But yeah, at home, obviously, Christmas all the time.
Yeah.
All the Christmas things. Do you celebrate Christmas?
Not anymore. When I was mm-hmm. a kid, mm-hmm. I used to have a, like really like a feast with my parents mm-hmm. usually every time Christmas came. Mm-hmm. But now not anymore because I'm too busy with work. I would yeah. like to though. Maybe
it's just a normal day here in Taiwan.
Yeah, maybe so. next year I'll try to celebrate Christmas with my family.
Okay, well, what about you guys? Would you like to celebrate Christmas if you don't already? Maybe you can start your own tradition like the Japanese people yeah. did. You can try that here. If you do celebrate Christmas, talk about what you do and how you celebrate it. We have to say goodbye for today, though. So for English for You, I'm Erin.
I'm Chickling.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Japan's Christmas KFC and cake tradition. Snow is falling outside, and lights are twinkling inside on the Christmas tree. A family gathers for Christmas dinner, and it's the usual. Fried chicken from KFC and a cake. In Japan, this unique holiday meal has become a tradition. While most Western families will eat turkey or ham on Christmas Day, people in Japan have settled on Kentucky Fried Chicken. How did they arrive at this unusual choice? No doubt, it's primarily thanks to clever marketing. After the first KFC opened in Japan in 1970, the chain store's manager, Takashi Okawara, had an idea. He came up with a Christmas party barrel of food. Okawara's promotion continued to grow as more KFCs opened in Japan. Japanese people had no Christmas tradition at the time, but they wanted to celebrate the holiday. KFC helped create this tradition with the slogan, Kentucky for Christmas. These days, Japanese people line up outside stores or order months in advance to make sure they have KFC on Christmas Day. In addition to fried chicken, these dinner sets also include a Christmas cake.
Vocabulary Review.
Fried. Fried food, like French fries, is tasty. But it's not very healthy. Tradition. There's a tradition in our office when it's someone's birthday. We will buy a cake to celebrate together. Western. Western clothing styles are the most popular around the world. Primarily. This class is primarily about Chinese history, but it includes some Taiwanese history as well. Clever. In this story, the clever fox tricks the dog and steals some cheese. Chain. This is the most popular chain of tea shops in the city.